The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and I'm super excited to be with you this week. This week, you have me, myself, and I, and we're going to be talking about, are you slowing yourself down? A very interesting topic in my world and lately, and I wonder what we can create with it. Before I found Access Consciousness, that if you're a first timer listening to the show or unfamiliar to Access Consciousness, it's a phenomenal body of work that, to me actually has a lot to do with speeding up in a really cool way, like in a creative way, in a generative way, in a way of just like changing things faster and more dynamically and creating faster and more dynamically. And before I found Access Consciousness, I knew for me, like I had a lot of points of view that I should like do less and work less and be slower and like take care of my nervous system and like meditate and all that kind of stuff, and that like slow was valuable. And I was actually the suckiest meditator in the world. It was one of my ways that I would like try to like calm and center myself and, you know, just like, I don't know, just, you know, have a sense of slowness in my world, in my body or whatever. And I remember actually even having I had this kind of like a spiritual therapist, counselor type person who was really such a gift in my life for a long time. And she would always say, no, her big thing was like, you have to meditate, you have to meditate. And I was always like, but I hate it. And she would always say, I don't know anybody who has like fully awakened without meditation. And so I had that point of view for a long time, that if I wanted to be really conscious and awake and alive and all that, that I just had to do this thing that I fucking hated, that I couldn't do, that I wanted to like get up and dance instead of meditate. And I would get bored. I would like think about having sex. I would be a bad meditator. I could never do it. And I made myself really wrong for that for a long time. But at the same time, I was a dance teacher. I taught like a lot of very free form, super expressive movement classes. And to me, that was my meditation. And I remember even reading Gabrielle Roth, who's a big movement person and does a lot of work with movement and meditation. And she would always talk about that, like how in the like these like the rhythms that we play with our bodies and movement, that we would get, that she could get to this meditative almost sort of still point, you know. And that was something that I would find is that like I would be dancing hard and like intensely and sweating and like moving every single part of my body and parts of my body that I didn't even know I would have, that I didn't even know I had, and I would be, to my mind, would be completely quiet. And so But it was something that I never really allowed myself to claim as something that I knew or had a capacity with. And it was just always the sense of like, but I've got to slow down, but I've got to be slower, but I've got to be mindful and centered, and awareness is slow and it comes to you when you're quiet. And so when I found Access Consciousness, I was just so immensely grateful that somebody was actually having a different conversation, that there wasn't somebody telling me, no, what you know is wrong, and you're not going to actually wake up if you don't meditate. It's not possible. I've never seen it, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Like, you have to actually, and so not only were we not having that conversation, but we were having the conversation of speed of space. How fast are you? How many things do you like to have going on at one time? How fast do you actually create? How fast is your awareness? Awareness is lightning bolt fast, even faster than that. Like, it's imperceptibly fast. Well, not actually imperceptibly fast, but awareness is actually so fast that we skip over it most of the time. And I was just so grateful. Like, there was such a relief in my world and in my body when I realized, wow, you know, this isn't actually about being like slowing down so that I can hear the whispers of the universe. The whispers of the universe, the whispers of creation, the whispers of my being are always dancing and alive and firing and are like on all cylinders at all times. And I can jump in to that chaotic speed of space of creation and actually create so much more and have so much more and have actually, you know, so much less of my mind from playing on that playground. So it was such a gift and such a contribution to me to actually have a very different conversation about speed and slow available. And since then, I've just been playing with it and really seeing like, wow, you know, the faster I actually do allow myself to move or go or be, the more I create, the more dynamically with the greatest amount of ease. It's just this incredible, you know, everything is the opposite of what it appears to be kind of a situation. And this shows up a lot. You know, I do a lot of stuff. I mean, this radio show is all about creation, and I do a lot of stuff with business and creation. And this is something that shows up a lot with business. You know, there's just a lot of judgment around you know, like multitasking, and it's, you shouldn't do that, and you're going to have a heart attack. You know, in this reality, it's like, if you're fast, you're going to have a heart attack. But yet there's a very different space. It's not the adrenaline pump. It's not functioning from the adrenaline pump of like, I need to work myself to the bone. But it's a different invitation of, hey, how fast are you actually? Like, how quickly do you actually, is it joyful for you to move and be and create? And what if having, like right now, I have two browsers open on my computer. One of them has about 15 tabs. One of them has probably 5. I have like, I don't know, 10 programs running. I click around from, you know, this to that, to this to that. And I'm always doing like 5 things at once. And I'll be like in the middle of writing an email, and then I'll pop over to Facebook, and then I'll pop over to Skype, and then I'll go back, and then I'll do this. And then an hour later, I go back to the email, and I don't judge that anymore. And I actually see it as like, I love being in that space where I can just like sort of geek out with how fast I am and how much I like to create and how chaotic it is. And so what have you decided is actually, the correct pace for you, or the, like, where you need to slow yourself down that is actually a diminishment of the beauty of your being, the quickness of your being, the awareness, like the speed of the awareness that you have and be, and everything that it is times a godzillion when you destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pot, shirts, boys, and beyonds. If you don't know what that is, that's the access consciousness clearing statement. That is just a delete button for your hard drive of your brain, your mind, your unconscious, that actually does slow you down and stops you from lots of things. So you don't have to know what it is. That's one of the things I love about access consciousness is it works very quickly, and you don't have to know what's going on necessarily. And actually, that's one of the reasons that I even started to play with access in the first place was I was a body-centered psychotherapist for a long time. And I taught movement and I taught yoga and meditation for many, many years. And I didn't really have this sort of cognitive awareness or language at the time. But for me, when I became a therapist, it was like, I was actually interested in the fastest way to get people through their stuff, like to actually create change in people's worlds. And somatic psychotherapy, body-centered psychotherapy to me was actually, it was actually the fastest way that I knew at the time. There was something about including the body in psychotherapy and processing trauma. I did a lot of trauma work. When you include the body and the intelligence of the body and the awareness of the body, it actually does override the mind and gets you out of your head into embodiment and into change and the unwinding of the nervous system in a really cool and much faster way. And actually, I mean, faster, but also like some forms of talk therapy, I don't know that they could ever actually get to some of the places that you can get with somatic therapy, and particularly the trauma work that I did. It was like amazing what could show up in a single session. So I chose it, even though I didn't know it, or I didn't have that, like I said, the cognitive awareness, but I chose it because it created such fast change in people's worlds. And I could see somebody's whole neurological reality unwinding and reorganizing in front of me, and people just having so much more ease with everything from that space. And that was really exciting to me. It was like, yeah, like let's do in an hour what it might take you 10 years to do if you're doing talk therapy. And then I found access consciousness and I was like, oh my gosh, this now somatic psychotherapy seems very, very slow to me. And people were reporting things like, you know, having their bars run, and the bars is an energetic hands-on body process that also creates a lot of change really fast. It just deletes a lot of stuff in our minds and our unconscious. And, you know, stories of like Dr. Dane here, who's one of the creators of Access, having his bars run and going from being suicidal and planning it to never thinking about suicide again in an hour. And for me, like, you know, I had so many stories of just like massive health problems and seasonal allergies and stuff that I had spent years trying to change with holistic methods and whatever. And it was like, and I don't know, probably like my second year of doing Access, it was gone. And my body's healthier than it ever was and all of that. And so it was just like, wow, this is like super fast. And it gets faster and faster all the time. And one of the things that, so it's just, I love that because it really does go into the miraculous, like what people are able to change with the tools of Access consciousness, it's pretty miraculous, and I love that about this stuff. it's quite dynamic, and I've never quite seen anything like it. I've changed so much in my world and seen other people do the same. And one of the things that you have to be willing to have as your reality if you're playing with these tools is the space of chaos. It's the space of being out of control and actually letting get, like allowing this crazy clearing statement to delete years and years and lifetimes of limitation in one fell swoop. Or being willing to have your bars run and have your whole life change in an hour. You have to be willing to have things be, you can't actually control change and transformation and have it be that fast. Like, it doesn't really work. And so there's a level of out of control that people, from what I've seen, like, if you're going to play with these tools, you have to be willing to have that to some degree. Otherwise, you will slow yourself down, which is part of the conversation here is, are you slowing yourself down? We haven't even really, like, taken a dive fully into that. Like, so, because what happens is a lot of times when people start to play with the tools of access consciousness is they do slow themselves down because they're finding that they're getting out of control. They're getting, like, there's too much chaos. There's too much non-predictability, et cetera, et cetera. And they actually put the brakes on because it's like, ah, you know, that's scary or whatever. But what if it's not? What if it's actually change happening in a crazy, cool, fun, dynamic way. But you know, like I said, gotta be willing to go there. So everything that doesn't allow you to have the fast and easeful, miraculous change that's available to you in a moment and with a choice, we destroy and uncreate all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, online, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Now, there's a lot of ways we do slow ourselves down, and I will definitely be talking about that. We are actually at our first break, so we're going to just pause for a moment, and we will come back and talk more about that. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and we'll be back in a moment.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy and best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit VoiceAmerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
Live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Get motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you are listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We are talking this week about, are you slowing yourself down, you silly? And hey, believe me, I get it, because I do that actually more than I would like to. Thus the topic. Sometimes I actually do, use myself here to be the subject of study. Take one for the team, as it were. And what's interesting about this topic is that we slow ourselves down in so many different ways, and in ways that we might not even be aware of. And that's actually something that's come up for me lately, is just looking at, where am I stopping creation? Where am I slowing myself down? How much more could I actually add to the mix of what I'm creating and the speed that I'm willing to function from and as? And we actually talk a lot about the energy of elegance in Access Consciousness. So elegance is, basically when you have minimal effort and maximum impact. So there's a speed to it. There's a speed and a space to it. That is really dynamic, and getting distracted. There's actually a speed to elegance that, but an ease, not a, again. So I want to differentiate between the adrenaline pump, like speeding up as the adrenaline pump of like, I gotta go, I gotta do, I gotta do, I gotta do, I gotta do, I gotta work, I gotta, that's not what I'm talking about. And actually, interestingly enough, we can slow ourselves down when we do that, rather than the elegance of creation, which is about like the ease and the space and the sense of like truly having such minimal effort with things, in a way that they, not from being lazy or slow, but where they're at, you're actually receiving dynamically from the whole universe. So that like there's this dynamic receiving that allows everything to show up in a really cool way and with the maximum impact and the maximum ease. And being willing to be speed, the speed of space is a huge part of that. And so when you, when you start to, let me just tell a little bit of a story. I've been talking about this somewhat on my show and in various places lately. One of the things that, a question that I love is, what can I add to my life today that will create more right away, that will expand my life right away, that will create more joy right away, that will create more money right away, whatever it is that you're asking for, what can I add to my life? And a lot of times people do that, and then they get, and I know for me recently I've been adding a lot, and then just sort of found this myself in a space where I got burned out. And I was actually functioning a lot more from adrenaline pump than from the elegance and the ease of the speed of space and being. Because part of this elegance and speed of space conversation is actually like being willing to have the potency of your being that exponentializes everything just from awareness, not from doing. You can create a lot from the space of awareness, and it doesn't mean you're not going to be doing things. Like if we're talking about business, like you do need to do things, but if it comes from the space of creation and being, it has a very different energy to it. Again, doesn't have that adrenaline pump to it. And so, very different space. And so I was actually getting into more of like, oh my God, I have so much to do. I'm so stressed. I got to make sure I get it all done. And I sort of fried my circuits. And what happened was I had been traveling a lot and working a lot, and I got home and it was like my whole body just sort of like stopped. I was like, I'm fried. I'm exhausted. I need to sleep for a week. I can't do anything. And I sort of burned myself out in a way. And it was just the sense of like, wow, I really slowed myself down. And part of it was that like the, because anytime you're functioning from adrenaline pump, your body's going to need a little recovery time. Like it's actually, and you know, that could be like a bars session, or it could be a week, or it could be more than that. But it takes a toll on the body to run on adrenaline and to run at like hyper neurological speed rather than like the speed of space of being, which is very different. There's much more of a acoustical energy rather than this like zingy, zappy electrical energy that we oftentimes associate with speed. And so, and the other thing that I realized is that my business had sort of tipped into this space of chaos of like, where there was a lot going on, there was a lot being created, and I was like adding a lot of people and a lot of different things. And it was like, for some reason I went, oh my God, this is getting like out of control and I need to stop it. I need to put on the brakes. And it of course was not a conscious process. Like it wasn't a thought pattern or a, you know, like I was like, I need to put the brakes on because blah, blah, blah. But it was just this like, oh, it's out of control and too much chaos. And it might, if it keeps getting even more out of control, I might just implode. And so part of this whole like slowing down was actually applying my foot ever so tenaciously to the brake. And I didn't realize I was doing it. And, but it was just like, I can't let my business be too out of control. So anywhere that you've done that and been that, I might be the only one, but just in case I'm not, let's destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all night, and puck, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. And what I realized was that it was just this sense of like, I have to know what I'm creating. I have to have my ducks in a row in order to like keep going with this level of chaos and creation. I have to know what's going to be created. I have to plan it. I have to know how much money it's going to cost me to do all these things that I want to do. And actually the money piece was a big one. That was like the expenses of adding people to my business and adding projects and stuff. It was like, holy shit. Like now I'm going to be owing all these people money. And, you know, it was just this sense of like, I can't put myself in that position. And, so we're just going to stop the whole ship, you know. And thank goodness I recognized it, and I have amazing people that I surround myself with that, you know, asked me some brilliant questions and started to change it. But one of the things that came up as well was this conversation of predictability and unpredictability, not predictability. And I actually realized that I was really trying to keep myself very predictable with what I was up to and what I was creating. And this is a pretty new conversation in Access. And in the past, I don't know, month or two, by the time this show airs, which I don't even know when this show is going to air. So how's that for not being predictable? I'm recording it in May for a time to be determined in the future, sometime in the future. We'll see when that is. so could be in 5 years, who knows? Probably not, so predictability there's this intensity of the need to control and this intensity of like, I have to know what's coming down the pike in order to say yes to it. Like, so in order to create more, in order to like do all these things that my business is asking for and add all these people and add all these projects, like I have to know where the money is going to come from and where the time is going to come from and are people going to stick around and are people going to bail on me? Are we going to get knee deep into projects and then people are going to leave because they do or because, you know, whatever it is, like all of this crazy, insane stuff, conversations in my head. And so I realized that I was like really dynamically doing predictability and the need and necessity of predictability, which talk about slowing down. Predictability with your creations, with your income, with your business, with what you're willing to choose is a dynamic slowing down of creation. And so everything that is, ever you've been and done that, will you destroy and uncreate all of it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pop, pod, shirts, ways, and beyonds. And so what is a different possibility beyond predictability? And predictability actually is this energy that really kills possibility. As you can imagine, as we're talking about here, it's like you might be like speeding up and creating more and like having a lot more fun. And then boom, if this energy comes into your world or you choose to like have a need for predictability or whatever it might be, boom, all of a sudden everything stops. You basically start, you sort of put yourself back into this box where possibility is only limited to what fits in the box. Now, if you're asking for big things in your business and your life, it's actually something that you're going to, like, if you really want big change, big creation, big business, big money flows, big whatever, like, awesome, joyful, crazy, fun life, that is a non-predictable reality. That's a reality beyond this reality. That's a reality that's out of the box. And it's going to be a very different scenario than what predictability is going to give you. If you're asking for crazy stuff, you got to be willing to get a little crazy. Get all crazy with your bad self, right? A different choice, let's just say, is to choose to start to play with this energy of non-predictability. Unpredictability comes from conclusion. It comes from like havoc. Like, I'm going to be unpredictable now and I'm going to like do all these crazy things. And what actually happens is you sort of fuck up your life when you're unpredictable. Non-predictable is a different energy. And I actually did a show, a couple days ago. Couple weeks ago, depends on when you hear this, but it's in my archives in May. When was it? I think it was May 15th. Actually, it was May 15th, and the title will confuse you because the title of the show was about being a single mom with business, but it is most definitely applicable to way beyond single moms. It's actually a dynamic conversation about predictability and non-predictability with business and creation. And you can listen to it, you know, whether you have kids or ever will have kids or not. But anyway, so if you want more on this topic, you can listen to that show. But non-predictability is this the invitation to speed. It's this invitation to chaos. It's an invitation to creation. It's an invitation to like really going beyond the need and the necessity for stability, for reliability, for predictability, and into the space of creation where the universe can actually really start to gift to you in really dynamic ways. And non-predictability is an invitation for possibility. It's an invitation for speed. It's an invitation to outcreate yourself every day. That is very, very different than, I mean, you know, business in this reality is not, predictability is highly desired and desirable when it comes to business in this reality. Non-predictability, not so much, right? That is, why would you ask for that? Why the hell would you ask for that if you have a business? Well, because that's actually where the possibility resides. It's where the possibility exists. And it's where you get to have the possibility that is beyond all possibility that you've ever perceived as possible. It's where you get to really turn up the volume on chaos and creation and turn up the speed and get out of that slowing yourself down because you need things to be a certain way, which is going to limit the potential outcomes for your life and your business and your reality, and into the space of chaos with creation, of speed with creation, of elegance with creation, of the universe actually coming in and going, oh, okay, so now you're ready to play on the big boy and big girl playground where everything is possible in an instant. And but you got to be willing to receive, and being willing to function with that much non-predictability, that much chaos, that much speed, is going to dynamically increase your receiving so that what starts to come into your world as possibility and things you can create and, you know, all the things you're asking for, it goes totally beyond everything that you've decided could be, and into probably what you know can be, which is something that we don't always acknowledge. So different space, it's just a choice, and what would be fun. On that note, we are going to take our second break and we'll be back in a moment.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a six-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to dish out success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Whether it's personal growth, building a better business, or inspirational life stories, make it a daily habit to tune into our programs. From weight loss and personal branding to law of attraction and increased happiness, you'll find it every day at voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We're talking about, are you slowing yourself down? So hopefully I've given you some good fodder for a big old what else is possible. And now when the rubber meets the road, how on earth do you speed up? How on earth do you go beyond this predictable, controllable, ordered, controlled way of being and creating and into greater possibility than you've ever imagined? Well, I'm going to give everybody's least favorite answer to that, and that is choice. We can talk more about other things too, but yeah, choice. And the thing about choice is that it is actually the fastest way to get anywhere is to actually just choose it. And so you've got, okay, so choice, Gary Douglas answers questions with that one word answer all the time. and people just want to punch him. And but it's actually, and I've totally been that person before that wanted to punch. Well, I don't know if I wanted to punch him, but I was just like, what are you talking about? Like, I remember, here's a great little story for you to exemplify what I'm talking about here. So years ago, I was in, I think it might have been, it was my first level 2 and 3 class with him. And I was like, Gary, I want to buy a house. How do I buy a house? And he was like, buy a house. And I'm like, no, but you don't understand. I don't have the money to buy a house. And he was like, no, just buy a house. And I went into this whole thing where I was like, but I want to buy like a really nice house. Like, I don't want to buy just any house. I want to buy like something really nice that's going to be quite expensive, you know? And he looked at me and he said, something along the lines of, would you stop pretending that you've ever had a money problem? And I was like, oh shit. I started laughing, and I know that, especially now, you know, like 7 years later, it's like anything that makes you giggle or gives a sense of lightness in your world is actually probably true. And it wasn't that I had oodles of money sitting in the bank or whatever, but it was just like, he was just acknowledging something about my capacity to create. And I almost even hesitate to say that because I can hear you going, okay, cool. So this is not actually going to apply to me because I do have a money problem. So everything that is, all the lies that you're telling yourself, we destroy and create all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pudge, hurts, boys and beyonds. So anyway, I was willing to follow the energy, and he was like, well, just choose it. And I'm like, but I don't have the money. And he's like, well, just choose it. And I'm like, but I don't have the money. So here we went, and he was started saying, well, I was like, well, how do I get a mortgage? And so started actually just playing with it. And there was a woman in class that was like, I know, I can tell you how to get a great mortgage, or, you know, big mortgage and blah, blah. And I just started investigating mortgages, down payments, started looking at houses. And I started looking at houses on this one particular street. And I just was like, I definitely was in a little bit of like, I was doing predictability and I was like, how am I going to do this? Like, but I just knew that if I looked at the houses and I went and saw them and whatever, that it would create an energy in my world. So I was willing to be, to some degree, unpredictable or non-predictable with it and chaos with it of just like, the money's not in the bank, I'm not pre-approved for a mortgage, but I want to see this house and then I want to see that house. And it's funny because the street that I looked on, I actually live on that street now, and there's only about, I think there's only like 10 houses on the street. It's a pretty short street. But I looked at almost all of them, because for some crazy reason, they've all gone on the market in the past few years. And so looked and was like, yes, no, maybe, I don't know, maybe, I don't know. And just sort of in this like space of like, okay, I don't know what this is creating, but it's creating something. And then I would go for runs. And then I noticed that there was this house that was for sale and it was being renovated. And I was like, I'm not interested in that house. And I just run by it. It was on my little running path, so I'd run by it every day. And I watched it be renovated, and I was like, yeah, I'm not even going to look at that house. And I just followed the energy with it. Really, that's what this is about, is following the energy. And I finally was like, I'm so tired of living where I live. It's really cold. It's really not comfortable. I'm moving. I don't know what it's going to look like. I may not be able to buy a house now, but I'll just rent something. So I pulled up Craigslist and I looked for a listing, rentals. And lo and behold, the house that I now own was posted for rent. And it had been for sale and nobody bought it, which is really bizarre because houses on this street sell very quickly. But it had sat here empty for 6 months and nobody bought it. They put it for rent. I rented it, short story, bought it a couple years later. But it was so not predictable the whole way that I created the house that Gary told me to choose, or that I even created the house on the street that I wanted to live on, which is at the bottom of my very favorite trail in Boulder where I live. There's a big mountain in my backyard and I really wanted to live By that, that's my favorite trail to hike, and it has been for 20 years. And I really wanted to live there. And I could never have told you how that was going to get created. Never. Like, the whole thing was just a total, and it was like our mortgage fell through, like all this crazy stuff. And we ended up with this amazing, super kind bank giving us a mortgage at the 11th hour and. So it was the willingness to be crazy and be like, I'm wasting a realtor's time by looking at these houses, but I'm going to do it because it's creating something. And now I'm like renting this house and it's just crazy to, you know, and it was just this like, but I was willing to be crazy and I was willing to be like out of control and chaotic and choose and be not predictable and not be able to see how my reality was going to get created. And then I moved in and I rented the house, and then I didn't know still, I was like, I signed a contract to buy it, but I didn't know how that was going to happen. And then I bought it. And so, so everywhere that you've decided that anything along those lines in regards to you is crazy, insane, and totally not correct, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all night, and pock, punch, shirts, boys, bands. Like, if I had any judgment of that, of like, oh, I can just choose to create something. If I had not been willing to believe that, not been willing to be the speed and the potency of choice that actually allows me to create what I'm asking for, I would never have created what I created. Like, I live in a really, really yummy house, and I get to go hike on my trail whenever I'm home. And I love that. Like, I'm really so grateful for where I am and the house that I live in and all of that. And never could have written the story ahead of time. And the thing is that's actually true about everything. There's nothing in your life that you're creating now, that you're asking for now, that you could write the story now of how it's going to be created. Even if you think you know, even if you're like, I'm saving money and I've got money in the bank and the money in the bank is going to, I'm going to use it to buy this thing or do this whatever, or, you know, it's not going to go the way that you think it is, because guess what? The universe is inherently not predictable. So if you are willing to jump in to that playground and play with those energies, like actually, my favorite little tagline at the moment, and I'm doing a one-time call on this, well, depending on when you hear this, because we don't know when that's going to be. I'm doing a one-time call on it, I think in June 15th, maybe. Make change your bitch. Make change your bitch. Change is always happening. The universe is not predictable. Do you want to fight against that? Do you want to use all of your energy to slow yourself down so that you can fight against it? Or would you rather allow yourself to be non-predictable, chaotic, crazy, and like create something that is beyond this reality? Like actually like use the fact that the universe is not predictable, always changing, always reorganizing, always chaotic. Which, like, you could use that to create, and to create with and from, and use that, like, receive the contribution of that. So anything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, online, pockpod, shorts, boys and beyonds. Okay, so that was a very long way to talk about choice, because I just am unpredictable or non-predictable like that. I'm always catching myself. But basically that's the how of it, is actually going into choice as the fastest way to create anything. You can choose something. Now, I chose my house. And so you might be, this is kind of funny, because I chose my house probably, gosh, I don't know, 4 years before I actually bought it. But what I created was a house that I according to this reality, I should not be living in this house. Like, it's not something that somebody, like, according to this reality, I would have to be creating a lot more money to be living in the house that I'm living in. Or, like, there's all these reasons why I shouldn't, like, for me, and, well, even I look at, like, I talked to my parents about it, and my parents were like, yeah, you know, maybe in 10 years you can do that. And so that's the sort of like the reasonable way to go about something is, you know, in 10 years, that's a reasonable amount of time to create what it is that you're asking to create, you know. But I wasn't actually willing to have that as my reality. I was like, nope. And of course, there were many points along the journey where it was like, this needs to happen yesterday. And it hadn't shown up yet. But I just kept choosing. I kept choosing the house that would be a contribution to me. And I just kept choosing it and asking for it. And then it showed up, you know, in a totally crazy, chaotic way. So that's the power of choice, is that we, you know, when you're willing to actually just, it's a little bit of a dive off the deep end to go, yeah, okay, cool, choice. I'm going to choose this. I'm not going to doubt it. I'm not going to wonder how it's going to get created. I'm not going to second guess myself. I'm going to choose it. Let me create it. And I'm going to be willing to follow the whispers of the universe, follow the energy, follow the totally not predictable way that this reality that the universe actually functions. Use that as my functional reality. What if your functional reality was that nothing is predictable and everything always changes, and that's not actually a problem to be solved? It's a reality to be embraced if you would like to actually create beyond this reality. So everything that doesn't allow that, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine pock pod shirts, boys and beyonds. Make change your bitch, yo. Make not predictability your bitch. Make chaos your bitch. Like, it's happening. It's the way of the world. So you may as well embrace it. Or if you'd like to, you can slow yourself down and fight dynamically against it for a mediocre life. That's totally cool too. It's just a choice. That's called a wedgie. I don't even know when you're going to be listening to this, but it's probably around the beginning of June. June 12th, I'm guessing. We'll see if I'm predicting the correct outcome when we rearrange my schedule and decide who's going where and what shows are going where. But basically, I want to invite you to, choosing, speeding it up. What speed of space can you be that you've never considered possible, and everything that doesn't allow that, pock and pod. But also there's a whole series of conversations I'm having this summer around the creation of living. And this is going to be woven a lot through those. When you hear this, I will have already started. I haven't started yet. I start actually in a couple days from the time I'm saying this, but time doesn't exist anyway. So, bunch of different conversations. One of the calls is actually called Make Change Your Bitch. We've got 30 days of Ease, Joy, and Glory with Money. We've got 30 days of Body Yum. We've got money calls. We've got body calls. We've got sex calls. We've got it all. We've got the totally not predictable, totally chaotic space of creation that this stuff is. And if you'd like to play, you can choose one or all or whatever you'd like to do. You can go to heathernichols.com/creationofliving and find out what's on tap, what's next. And, we also have, everything is going to be recorded, so you can buy it after the fact. The call I'm doing in a couple days is a sex call. I'm doing a sex call. How not predictable are we going to be in our conversations about sex? I wonder. I will be able to tell you by the time this show airs. So anyway, heathernichols.com/creationofliving. Come and play. Whatever you do, don't choose something that makes your knees tremble, because that might be a bad thing. You might be creating beyond your current comfortable reality. And who knows, you might get really fast and out of control and not predictable, and that would be bad. Okay. On that note, I adore you all. Thank you for being, and we will be back with you for more later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.